Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Biz Show. We do this show every Tuesday night, normally at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Tonight we're on about a half an hour later because of some circumstances. I was just not able to get on the air tonight. But that doesn't mean that we won't have a great show. Hopefully very soon we're going to have Dr. Dan Beeson join us from the Beeson Wellness Center. We talk to Dr. Dan every Tuesday, the second Tuesday of the month. So we're kind of excited to always do that. He has some great knowledge, great insight into not only sports medicine, but medicine in general. By the way, I am Gregory Crawford. I host a show each week, and you can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops or at www.gregorycrawfordsport.wordpress.com. And I also want to add in here, if you can't listen live to this program, you certainly can listen to the podcast at any time. You just go to www.blogtalkradio.com and then to Gregory Crawford on Sports Biz Show. Every show we've ever done will come up, and it's worth listening to Dr. Beeson. As I said, he's on every second Tuesday of the month with us, and he's here right now. Dr. Beeson, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fine, thank you, Greg.
You betcha. Thanks for staying up a little later. We're normally on a half an hour earlier, but tonight we couldn't get here that soon. And I wanted to ask you right away, Dr. Beeson, about give us the definition of chiropractic medicine, part of it obviously, the definition in your mind of what is wellness?
Well, wellness would be looking at the human body and restoring. Everybody has a place they've arrived at in life with what they've done to their body. And so when someone chooses to go into wellness, you do an assessment structurally in my office, chemically, and then you begin to put the body back into its normal function. With chiropractic adjustments, we would mobilize or reposition a vertebra or a knee or an ankle. We restore all the balance and function that way. Then chemically, with the blood chemistries, urinalysis, saliva draws, we look at the parameters. And you can take a blood chemistry and look at the highs and lows and know which way you need to move the body with certain nutrition. And then with the saliva draws, you can look at the hormones. And some hormones need replacement. In my scope of practice, I use a naturopath to help back that up. But many hormones will restore themselves back to normal as you give the person the nutritional supplementation and get their eating the right food so the body can make what it really needs. The wellness is all about getting the body back to doing its own self-healing, self-regulating, and doing what it's really supposed to do. And bodies are tremendous. They've got a lot of reserve, but we beat them up, and then we wait till the last bit of time with either pain being one of our warning signs or a disease. And unfortunately, sometimes when a serious disease strikes the body, it's just too late. So this society really needs to move into wellness. The cost of health care is enormous, and two or three of the most costly health care problems, number one, diabetes, is type 2 is all preventable. And it's estimated right now when someone becomes a type 2 diabetic, their cost for the rest of their life is going to be about $250,000. So it can be prevented. Think of the cost being saved plus, you know, a healthier body.
You know, I don't think we often hear it described the way you did it, which was terrific in that the wellness is not there when it's either a disease or pain. We never think of it in that terms. And am I correct here when I say, Dr. Beeson, that it's never too late to get started in a wellness program?
never too late. I had someone start in my practice this week at 72, 83. The 83-year-old, one visit, off of her medication for all the pain she's been on for 15 years. After one visit, simply mobilizing and putting her spine back in function, it started moving. The inflammation went away, and she got off. She took herself off to a fantastic thing at age 83.
What does it mean to you personally? And I know that, you know, I know you, full disclosure, it's never about you. It's about your patients. It's about helping people. But personally, what's your passion, chiropractic medicine, and what do you want to get out of it? And I don't mean that in a monetary sense or gratification. What I mean is what drives you to be in chiropractic medicine?
Well, I'll give my own personal example. I was playing ball at Linfield College many years ago, and I had my neck jammed and injured, and I wasn't aware of chiropractic. I'd heard the term. My father, I think, went several times. I had a little interest as a child. And just knowing I heard that chiropractors would move bones and it made noise when you did it. But I had no awareness of chiropractic. And so here I am with a headache. I'm suffering. The team trainer recommends the physician downtown. I look at him. I don't like the medicine. The painkillers aren't even touching it. They send a specialist down Portland to see me. That he doesn't do anything. And here I am driving by a chiropractor's office on the corner of Linfield Avenue and Highway 99. So I went in there, and I got so much relief after he initially gave me an adjustment. The headache must have alleviated a huge amount, because I decided to be a chiropractor as I closed his door on that first visit. Now, here's what people don't know. Only 15% of the population use chiropractic. There's so many people suffering needlessly. The average person in my age group between 65 and 69 is on 14 medications. I'm on none. So it's a situation where if you're healthy, you don't need to be on all those medications. And health comes from within. And one of the most important things is brain health. Your brain has to be healthy because it governs all the function in your body. Directly or indirectly. When I say directly, I mean a wire, a nerve going right to your big toe and wiggling it or giving it the blood supply. And when I say indirectly, most of the hormones are controlled some way with the regulation of the brain and nervous system. And so that would be the chemical release of hormones in your body. And having every joint in the body and having every vertebra in the spine working correctly gives a feedback mechanism that keeps blood flowing and the brain healthy. And I'll just give this quick example, and then I'll turn it back to your questioning. But if you take the fifth lumbar vertebra, the bottom one that sits on your tailbone, and it gets jammed and it quits working, there's a portion of your brain that knows where that is, whether it's moving. If it doesn't move for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, actually brain cells die off. They're not there to function because they don't need to be. It shuts down the blood supply to your bladder. It shuts down the blood supply into your calf and big toe. So the nervous system and the brain particularly, is so important in the overall health, and chiropractic is the best at restoring that. We're the best. And people are suffering needlessly when they don't need to, because pain pills, relief of the pain, doesn't correct anything. And I just like the population out there to really know that without drugs, without surgery, most of the time we get people doing much better, functioning better. And they just need to know that.
Let me ask you, are we getting to the point where we're in 2016, right? 2016.
Correct.
Where chiropractic doctors are working closer with doctors who wouldn't have worked with chiropractic doctors, say maybe 10 years ago. Are we moving in the right direction?
Oh, yeah, we certainly are. There's every chiropractor is probably building relationships with some of the physicians. There's still that old stuck-in-the-mud MD that's for some reason thinks that chiropractic fits in the category of quackery. I just hear it every now and then. But my medical physician up the street, we share patients back and forth. And I was, when Woodland Park Hospital was bought up by a group of physicians and privately held for a while, I was a chiropractor on staff and had hospital privileges to help admit a patient to the hospital. Unfortunately, that physician-owned hospital got squeezed in the healthcare market. They couldn't survive because of the big hospitals taking all the consumers of healthcare through managed care, and it had to be closed. But we had a whole group of every physician type working directly with about 15 chiropractors, and it was just wonderful.
All right, let's go to our basketball bag, as I call it, with the sports
okay.
shows I do, Dr. Beeson. I don't like mailbag. I never have liked that term. But this obviously goes beyond, well beyond sports. It's about quality. And I want to say one thing right now myself. I do a lot of shows on Log Talk Radio, and I enjoy every single one of them. But to me, this is the most important one that I do. We're going to make this show great. It's gone a good path. We're going to make it even greater each month because this is all about quality of life. It goes way beyond sports, which I do the other shows. This is about quality of life. And your questions can come to me at CrawfordSportsBiz, just like it sounds, at gmail.com. And obviously a lot of you listen because you're sending in tons of questions. You can only answer three each show. So here we go, Dr. Beeson. The first one is comes from George in Camas, Washington, and he wants to know, he says, we talked about weight training. What is Dr. Beeson's philosophy on stretching? And then he has a great question about, there's a big argument, and he's gotten all kinds of information, when is the best time to stretch? That's the best part of his question, in my opinion.
Well, my personal experience is that stretching should be done on the cool down mode after a workout. So if you're walking, if you're going out to do any sport, let's just pick basketball. You go out on the court, you walk around, you start warming up light and gentle, shooting the ball, moving around. And then if you're going to go into a game situation, then you do warm ups. That's what they're called. That's to warm you up. And then you play the ball game, and then you stretch in the cool down. Now, there's nothing wrong in going into a gym and doing some stretches. You know, there's all sorts of variations of it. We have Pilates and we have active exercise. But just stretching by itself is most effective done after an athletic event, either, you know, team sport or individual sport.
Very good. Okay, the second question comes from Lucy. In Malala, Oregon, this is another great question. She says, Dr. Beeson, I kind of stumbled upon this show, and I really love it, and I am look forward to it each month, so thank you for doing it, she says. Thank you for that, Lucy. But she wants to know, how do you select a good chiropractor? Great question.
Well, yes, and Lucy, thank you for your compliment about the show. A good chiropractor, I recommend that you actually do an interview with somebody. And a good chiropractic physician's, the standard I think that's appropriate is we'll have usually a paper intake and where you fill out some forms and get down a written history. And in my office, then we take that written history after we've gone through the insurance work and all the different paperwork to fit what the federal government wants us to do. And I sit down one-on-one and do a good total history of that individual. And that history first is they're presenting complaints. Why are they there? Then, you know, have they had those things before? And then you move into the family history because there could be some genetic possibilities or lifestyles that they're accustomed to from what their parents taught them. And their medications, and nutrition and childhood diseases, and then a good exam is performed. It can be of the injured area only. If it's a low back, you could do just the lumbar spine and attached tissue. I look at the spine as one organ, so I always check the cervical, thoracic, lumbar spine, no matter if it's just a one area. And then in chiropractic, there are many approaches to the application of a force to move a joint back into its normal function or position. I use the traditional hand adjustments 99% of the time. Some choose, there are many new little either electrical magnetic driven or handheld spring driven impulse devices that will act very quickly against the muscle and joint to improve some mobility. And then a good chiropractic physician is going to recommend an exercise program and lifestyle changes that are going to allow you to improve your condition and not keep insulting that condition. So it almost takes a little bit of a personal interview. And another good trick is get a very good personal referral from somebody that is already using that chiropractic physician.
All right. Final question, and keep them coming in. We're going to do three each week, and they're all great. And we hope to get to everybody eventually, but this program, quite frankly, Dr. Beeson, is very popular, and I love that. And it's going to get even more popular because we're going to make this show great, and we're going to make it a must-listen and all that other good stuff. But the final question tonight is, it comes from Robert, and you'll enjoy this question. Robert says, I'm three blocks away from the Beeson Wellness Center. I might sound a little bit arrogant, but I feel like I'm in great health and I'm a 55-year-old male. Why should I come in and see you? That's a good question, Dr. Beeson.
Well, it really is, because joint injuries can heal up and the pain can go away, and yet the joint is not functioning properly. And I just had a 68-year-old female in today. She's got the groin pain, lateral hip pain, the classic sign that she's got a degenerative hip. And when I x-rayed her, yes, she did. She's got about 10% of the cartilage left. She had no symptoms in her life that led her to believe that she had a hip problem. And I'm going to have to do everything I can to keep her away from having a hip replacement. But we've got a natural source of hyaluronic acid to rebuild back some of that cartilage. And with manipulation, I'll reposition the ball and socket position and get it going through its normal range of motion. But that lady, if she'd have had an exam 10, 15, 20 years ago, we'd have found that hip not working properly, restored it, and kept that cartilage from degenerating. Another cervical spine, not a disc in it. Every disc degenerated at least 90% with no symptoms. You cannot tell how you're doing with a symptomatic review of your body. The average joint can be in dysfunction and loss of dysfunction by 60% before you get any symptoms. The average organ in the body, take the heart for example, can be dysfunctional up to 90% before you have any symptoms. You cannot tell how you're doing by symptoms.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent three questions. Thank you for asking them. Now I get to ask the fourth question, the fifth question, the sixth question. And actually, we got about 7 minutes left in the program, Dr. Beeson. And I definitely want to get out your phone number, how people, what kind of treatment they'll get when they, and I mean the way they're treated, not your treatment, when they come into the Beeson Wellness Center. But I did want to ask you about, it seems like the more information we get, and sometimes information can be great and sometimes it can be bad, we seem to be moving a little bit more away from the fact that exercise is certainly important, but one of the main things of the two things between exercise and diet is a proper diet. Is that correct?
Well, you've got to move the body. You've got to, and you know, you don't have to do a lot of exercise. If somebody gets out and walks for a half hour a day, that's fantastic. That's enough. And if somebody's got a good working job, I'm very fortunate. My work as a chiropractic physician, walking in a room and manipulating a patient from one side to the other, moving around and moving to the next room is enough to keep me in good working shape. But you are what you eat. And this body requires good fuel, and it doesn't like the toxins and poisons that are in the standard American diet. And sugar is just one of our biggest killers that we have. It's just laden and hidden in everything. It sells well, and people like it because of its taste, and sugar can just ruin a body. Here we are with diabetes. They're estimating that 80% of the population could be diabetics within the next 10 years, the way we had the marketers go after selling all these different soda pops on TV and all the different foods that have sugar in it. So, you know, we need to eat good protein, vegetables, and fruit. And I'm a big one to stay away from the refined grains. We eat way too much flour products. There's some good products that are whole grain, but the refined breads and biscuits and things like that, they just turn to sugar immediately, and it's not any different than eating sugar right out of a bowl.
Very good. Before we go away tonight, obviously tell people how they can get a hold of you and kind of go through what's going to happen. Obviously, as you've talked tonight, people are just welcome to walk in off the street, and that's a very positive thing to do if you feel like you need to see Dr. Beeson. And I'll guarantee you're going to get treated great in your office because your staff knows how to deal with people, and they're experienced. You're experienced. You've got a great staff, medical staff. You run a top flight organization, just like an IBM or a Nike or any big time business. You run it the same way, and hats off to you.
Well, thank you, Greg. Yes, we're located in Selwood, been there 41 and a half years in practice. Next month, I actually have owned the building 42 years. We have a great staff between my wife and I training them. We have on staff four LMTs, licensed massage therapists. We have a naturopathic physician with his full practice available, and he tries to be very natural at every approach, and if it needs medication, he has that ability. And then we have a licensed acupuncturist, and then I have another chiropractic physician to assist me in our rehab department and help co-treat with patients if needed. And I just recommend that you can walk into our clinic. You may end up waiting a little bit, but we'll always make sure that someone's handled with an emergency situation. But calling in and getting an appointment is one of the best ways to do that. Today, I hate to tell you, but paperwork, and there's probably 15 to 20 minutes up to 30 minutes of paperwork, depending whether there's insurance involved or whether it's Medicare. But we get through that, and then we go into the history and do a good exam. And if we think it's appropriate, we'll treat the first day and try to give somebody relief.
Very good. Thanks for being on the program again tonight. Terrific job. And give that phone number out for people that want to call and get an appointment, please.
Yes, 503-238-7025.
And, just one final comment from you, Dr. Beeson, in about a minute or so. Obviously, we're not patting ourselves on the back here, but we have a large audience. And just your impressions of why it's important to do shows like this.
Well, you know, I find that 85% of the population do not know what a chiropractic physician does. And every one of those questions you gave me tonight, it gave me a chance to educate and teach somebody a little bit more about how to utilize a chiropractic physician to gain back better function structurally, neurologically, chemically, hormonally, and it's just wonderful that we can do this. And I give a lecture every Wednesday night at 6:30 in my office. Call ahead just in case one gets canceled if I'm out of town. But every Wednesday at 6:30, I give a lecture on chiropractic. It's about 40 minutes, and you'll go away with more education. And I give you a little hint on how to do some home trigger point work on your family members.
Let me ask you, is that lecture free?
That lecture is free.
Absolutely great. Free is a very good price, although we cannot give things away free in the medical community these days, because you probably would then turn into being a basketball coach if you did. So you'd have to find another occupation. Great job tonight, Dr. Beeson, and we'll be back again the second Tuesday of the month of March at 10 p.m. 10 p.m. Great job, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you very much, Greg. I appreciate it.
You betcha. That's Dr. Dan Beeson of Beeson Wellness Center, right on 13th Street in Great Sellwood of Portland, Oregon. Give him a call. Listen next time, and thank you very much for listening tonight. Remember, if you can't listen live, the show is always podcast right here on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everyone, and thank you for listening. Thank you.